I suppose the thing that interested me most of all the reasons you gave was the bands who would come in and expect you to stock their record, but then go down the street and pick something up in Tower or HMV in Virgin. Was that so big a problem?
It was big enough a problem for us to notice it. It wasn't just like, you know, one or two people. It was something that we kind of over the months have kind of made comments on to each other, and you know, it was something we kept to ourselves because we were kind of at first thinking, oh, you know, I will never mention any names and I'm never going to. But, you know, you'd see people walking out and we'd both look at each other and go, well, that was a bit weird, wasn't it, coming in here with the HMV bag and asking us to sell the CD. It's something then, once one of us has said it to the other, that we began to notice more often with people, both bands that maybe we had never heard of or seen before in the shop, and people that we knew ourselves personally. Another point in that was, which I probably didn't make very clear, was the fact that whilst we were talking about, you know, supporting other shops, we kind of, what we felt was a lot of bands were coming in with their CDs, you know, and they put them in stock in the shop, and then they might come in a month later and see if anything had sold. And generally, if, you know, if it was something that hadn't sold very well, the bands, they would tend to be quite disappointed. And like the points of that article was that, you know, if people were buying each other's CDs, which is kind of something that maybe I didn't make clear in the piece, that, you know, that kind of scene where, you know, a band comes in and we're like, oh, well, I'm sorry, we haven't sold a single copy, that wouldn't be happening, because people would come in and go, okay, I've just released a CD, I've made 500 of them, now how are they going to sell? What you do is you go to the Irish section and you think, okay, well, there's a band I kind of like or I've heard of before, buy it. Not necessarily saying you have to buy it here, but you support them, and then that band will make money back from their release, and they may buy your CD, and it just has a whole, I mean, it's like a kind of circle of friends, dare I say. And that kind of thing was tied into what I was writing, but also, you know, it was very disheartening to get people coming in, they give you your CDs, and they're gone, and you see them a month later, and you're thinking, like, you know, why are we trying to help these people, because they really need to help us, you know, we're not going to stay here unless people buy from us.
It seems almost as if, you know, capitalism and music don't go together. It needs to be a kind of socialist system in that, you know, there's a lot of give and take, and at the end of the day, everybody benefits from it. And the attitude, and certainly from, and again, I wouldn't name names, but bands that you interview and bands that you go and review, their attitude is, has to be about me, can't be about anybody else. And, they don't see that they can benefit from supporting other bands. Like you said, you know, if you, from a gigging point of view, you give a band a support, well then someday they might give you a support and they might make it big and you get a huge support with it. You know, it's the same with buying their record. All you have to do is say, you know, contact them on MySpace or by email and say, listen, I bought your record, I thought it was really good, did you know that our EP or our album is actually in stock there as well, you might have a listen to it or whatever, you know. That just wasn't happening obviously at all.
No, it wasn't. I mean, it used to happen a lot more, we found. I'm not sure whether that was because, I mean, there was probably maybe 5-6 years ago, there was less stock coming through the shop, so maybe that's why we noticed that people were buying a lot more of each other's stuff. Whereas now we get a lot of bands and kind of singers and stuff that maybe we're not that familiar with and we've never met before. And kind of they were the kind of people that I think they didn't realise that, as you say, it's a social thing. It's a thing that's, you know, it's a total give and take thing. And it was very sad. It was something that, I mean, we genuinely don't make a lot of money from the Irish stuff that we do, but it's something that it's a labour of love. And it's, if anything, it brings people into the shop and they may purchase something else at the same time. And that's why we do it. I mean, we do it because both of us are extremely passionate about music. And when you see the kind of amazing music that's been made in this country, you kind of just feel, you know, people need to hear this. So that's why we stock so much of it and why we give it so much space in the shop and on the website and that kind of thing. But it does, I mean, there are bands out there that really do kind of need to wake up and realise that, you know, there's no point in having your head in the sand. You're not the only band that exists. You do have to help other bands because, you know, a lot of people that go to your shows, they're probably all in bands as well. And, you know, if they stop going to your shows, you're going to stop making money. The venue will stop letting you book their venue because there's no one coming to you. So it's just this whole kind of knock-on effect. And you just, you know, you've got to get out there and just help each other.
And the same goes for the Irish music buying public, who will all be having the Dutch tax system when they go out and buy the new U2 album tonight, you know. Obviously, there's been a huge reaction, particularly online, to the news that Rhodes may well close. And an awful lot of people, myself included, suddenly realised that we may have taken Rhodes for granted over the last few years. And, you know, it was always there and, you know, we pop in, but not as often as we used to. Certainly, I've seen that on a number of other blogs and websites. Now, the main sort of benefit gig, I suppose, and it is a gig that was designed to help you, is One for the Road, which is taking place in Andrews Lane on the 14th of March. Well, whose idea, where did that come from, first of all, and how successful have the ticket sales gone for it so far?
The original idea came from Vinny from the Jimmy Cake. He was the one who came to me and said, look, you know, a few bands have got together and we think this would be a good idea. I kind of, at first, I have to say, I kind of said no, because not that I didn't see any point in doing it, it was just that, I mean, I was just so disheartened with everything. Just the shop had gotten me down, you know, we had kind of got into a small debt, not a big debt, but a small debt, and it was a case of, you know, I just needed to put a stop to it, and I just wanted it to end. I kind of saw the gig as basically a form of charity, and I'm probably a bit too proud. But I sat down and myself and Judy talked about it, and we said, well, look, people just want to do this. It's not necessarily that people want to give us money, it's that people want to do the show and people want to go to it, just as a way of saying, look, thanks, and maybe a bit of we're sorry, and maybe just a kind of a way of saying, you know, maybe if we can fill this thing, is there any chance it could be saved? At first, I said no, I didn't think so. I'm slightly more positive now. I'm kind of hoping that the show does really, really well, and a few other things, that, you know, there is a very slim chance that things might carry on. A month ago, I would have said absolutely no way. I mean, the doors were closing. It was only a matter of time. But just little things like this, and it was very heartening to see. I mean, the amount of bands that just came along and said, look, I want to play. I didn't have to ask a single band. And I also think the funny irony of the whole thing is that, you know, Vinny, whose idea it was and who was organising and looking after everything, is one of the main music buyers in Terror Records. So, you know, that just kind of shows you the community spirit that is going on. And I think, yeah, you were right. People, I mean, did take the shop for granted. Not just us, they're taking other small shops for granted, and not just music shops, there's bookshops, lots of other small shops, and people are taking them for granted. They're sitting at home, they're either buying online, or else, you know, they're going to like the major shopping centres and stuff like that, and they're buying from multinationals and stuff. I don't want to get into a whole kind of capitalist kind of way of dealing with things, but you know, I think people need to be a bit more conscious about the way that they spend their money. One of the best points that someone made to me a while ago when we announced we were closing, where they were saying that, say for example, you had someone over from a foreign country who was coming to visit you, say hang out in your city for a week, and they were saying, can you imagine how embarrassing it would be if they asked you to bring them to a record store and you actually were able to say to them, well, we don't have any. That was one thing that really kind of hit it home to me when I wrote the piece on Tums, when, you know, we had made our decision, and I kind of said to people, look after the other shops, because if that is a situation where that happens, I just can't think of anything more embarrassing than to be able to say to someone who's into music that, no, there isn't a, you know, there isn't a small shop left in Dublin anymore, and that's, you know, don't let it happen.
It's incredible to think that a city with such a vibrant music scene and such a strong music scene, and everybody so passionate about what they're listening to, could let a situation like that happen. But it's very, very realistic. And is there a future, do you think, having with everything that's happened over the past month since the announcement and things like that, a future for A, Road Records, and B, independent music stores in Dublin in general?
I'm a lot more hopeful than I was a month ago. If you had asked me that question a month ago, I would have just said no. Simple as that. Now I'm saying possibly. It's going to be hard work. We're going to have to, it's not just a case of just writing one letter on Tumt. I mean, I did kind of make people aware of what's going on and maybe open people's eyes, but you've got to keep doing that over and over again until people get used to the fact that You know, they're going back to kind of shopping, smaller shops,